This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Insanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I know, it's the same mantra I have all the time, MyPillow.com. This is another one I have that helps us all out. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Head over there, use promo code Joe. If you use promo code Joe, for what it's worth, it's like 30 to 70%. And I always say it's the same thing. Look, it's a way for us to make a few bucks. It's a way for you to keep, money in the conservative pocket, if you will. It helps us make a few bucks. You give Mike money to be able to fight the fights that he's fighting. And in most cases, I'm sure you and he are on the same page. So why give your money? I'm just going to say it. I know some of you laugh at me when I do it. Why keep giving your money to people who can't stand you? And I shouldn't even say that. To the Chinese. Right? A lot of great Chinese people. I know a lot of great Chinese people. Okay? Very much in love with this country. So don't give them the money. Give it to Mike Lindell. Keep the money here. You have a fighting chance with it here. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, save 30 to 70% off. Look, do some window shopping. It doesn't cost anything. And not like some of those other sites that, grab your website, grab your IP address, grab your email address, whatever, and then all of a sudden you can't get away from them. He doesn't do that. All right. This is great. If you live in California and you're listening to the show, you got to have a giggle with this because Governor Nuisance, I can't call him by his regular name. Governor Nuisance has decided that we've got to be all electric. I'm talking about, those electric water heaters. I'm talking about everything's going to be electric. Get rid of gas. And they're putting up wind farms. They're doing all this stuff. Not looking at all at what's going on in other places. Now, for about the fifth time that I can remember, you've got the Texas grid operators begging residents to conserve energy. Unplug appliances with this bitter cold snap. Right? They're having problems. Gee, they got cloud cover. It's cold. How well does battery store energy in the cold? They're having all kinds of problems with the solar. Wind generation is not happening. Why? Because there isn't any. The Texas grid operators, known as ERCOT, Electric Reliability, that's funny, Electric Reliability, it should be called Unreliability, Council of Texas, they asked the residents to conserve electricity use as temperatures fall below zero, and the wind chill in some parts of the state is even worse. The conservation alert comes one day after ERCOT issued a warning to Texas residents as the state braces for freezing rain, snow, and sub-zero temperatures. All right, go get them, boys. That's right. How's that electricity working out for you? I mean, how is that solar panels and wind panels working out for you that we're supposed to... Sony's got it right. She's like, they just want to kill us. They want us to freeze to death or starve to death or die from clotted veins due to the vaccine. This is amazing. The ERCOT managers for electric power to move more than 26 million Texas customers and represent 90% of the state's electric load. Oh, my God. The Texas grid operator begged residents to avoid using large appliances, lower thermostats a degree or two, turn off and unplug non-essential lights, set pool pumps to run early morning or overnight, and shut off during peak hours due to the issues with the solar wind generation. You mean they can't store all this? They haven't figured out how to do this yet? I'm just asking. Now, they've issued another appeal for Tuesday from 6A to 9A. They're looking for more winter storms to hit the whole state. And again, asking Texas to unplug, reduce the pull on the grid. Wow. Right? And they put out, I can't read all of these, but they put out several warnings. And the warning simply said that the solar and wind generation this week are forecast to be lower than seasonally expected. So they ain't getting the wind they thought they were going to get, apparently. You know, demand is, look, it's cold, right? Some people aren't going to work because of the wind and the snow and the ice. So what do? They stay home. What do you do when you stay home? Got to have some heat. Along with the heat, what else you got to have? Come on, go. You got to cook. Got to eat, right? I love it. What are you going to cook on? You can have electricity, you can all have gas. It's just amazing. And they want you to buy this or buy into this. 3 years ago, you guys remember when Texas got hit with a rare cold snap, right? Hit the whole southern part of the state. And the power grid was out, what, for days? It's just amazing, isn't it? Millions of Texans were without power for days. Going to happen again. They can't handle it. You have to have power plants. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way we win, people. When you get informed, and you can push back, and you can let people know truly what's going on, we win. Otherwise, bupkis, we get nothing. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me welcome Jennifer Van Laar joins me, as she's going to do, I believe, every week now. And she's with RedState.com. She's the deputy managing editor. And Jennifer, first of all, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Hopefully you don't hear my dog whining too much in the background, so I apologize.
It's all right. Matter of fact, the guest before you, her dogs are always fighting, and they only seem to fight during our segment. It's all good.
He's not fighting. I'm not usually in my office at this time of night, so he's a creature of habit. He's used to being on the couch with me by this time of night, so he's pretty unhappy.
So, all right. So let me ask you a question. Were you surprised at all at the outcome in Iowa?
Well, I mean, we still don't know the full outcome. I mean, obviously Trump's going to win, but his percentage has gone down significantly since the first batch of votes, I guess is what we would call it. The first result came in at 1%, and I think it was like close to 70%. They were showing, and now it's around 52, 53, and it keeps vacillating. So, obviously, he's going to win, but I think that I'm not so surprised that DeSantis seems to be holding a lead ahead of Nikki Haley at this point, which I'm not surprised by. I didn't think that those polls over the last week were really going to be reliable.
Well, I know you're like I am with the polls. I don't really believe them. Yeah, you don't know who's taking them. You don't know the questions being asked. You don't know any of that. And in this case, you know, what were they talking about? They talked about that Haley was going to give Trump a run for his money. You do what I did. I giggled. I go, oh, yeah. That worked.
Right.
True. You know. See, you're giggling too.
Well, because one of the other things that I saw on one of those polls last week was the enthusiasm for each candidate, and you and I know, because we've worked on a lot of campaigns, that the enthusiasm is a big deal, because they can say, sure, I'll go vote for Nikki Haley, but then so how committed are they, or how enthusiastic are they for that candidate makes a big deal. And Trump's, I think, was close to 90%, and hers was like 30. That's a big difference.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, I was looking tonight at the first-time caucus goers. I don't know if you saw those numbers, where 53% of the first-time caucus goers voted for Trump, and they specifically made the trip. Now, I grew up in Boston. I know what cold's like, but these people know what cold is all about, and apparently they braved quite cold temperatures to get out there and do what they needed to do. And, you know, again, I think it's a big deal. I think it says a lot about what direction this is going to go in, whether you like Trump or not.
Yeah, I was talking to Andrew Wilkow earlier about some of this stuff, and he's saying, you know, these are people that have big trucks to deal with this weather. It's not like they just, you know, got flown into Iowa today and don't know how to deal with it, like a lot of the reporters, which is true. But not only that, a lot of these people are farmers, have to go out and deal with animals, you know, in the morning and at night. And heck, you know, going to a caucus is so much more enjoyable than being in a barn in this kind of weather. I mean, I don't see them seeing that as too much of a hardship.
You mean to tell me they didn't like Uber over in a little Tesla or something? I'm sure.
No. A Prius.
God. So, you know, again, you are talking about it closing, but it still looks like he's got the victory going on. I know that my other guest, we were talking about it, and she feels like they want him to win. The Dems want him to win so that they can make a switch at the Democratic convention. So they're out there pushing for Trump. They're out there wanting Trump. Where's your mindset on this? What do you think?
I agree. They absolutely want Trump. They know how they beat him before. And, I mean, obviously there was a lot of, what was the term that they used? Gosh, it wasn't cheating. Fortification. They said they fortified the election. You know, they obviously did that, but they know his weak spots. And the thing that I think that Republicans, especially Trump supporters, need to take out of this, now I voted for Trump, I'm not a never Trump person, but I try to be pragmatic, is depending on exactly where things shake out, about half of the people in Iowa didn't want Trump, voted for someone else. And this is a candidate they all know. It's not like a nebulous thing, like this person's never been in office. Like, he's already been president. And still almost half of the people, or close to it, depending on where it shakes out, don't want him. So if they want these people to vote with them and vote, like actually go to the polls in November and not just stay home, they need to lay off some of the way that they talk about people that even question anything about Trump, as you know, disloyal, a traitor, that kind of thing. That's not going to work in getting people to the polls. And they have to realize that, you know, it's not just like 10% of the people that have some kind of another choice beside Trump. It's a significant percentage.
You know, I'm so tired of hearing. I'm not a Trump lover, or let's just be clear about it. But I look at the lineup right now, and I said, I keep saying the same thing. You need somebody that's going to go in with a wrecking ball for 4 years who doesn't care because they're not going to get reelected. They're not going to shoot for being reelected. Yes, they have a little bit of vengeance behind them. They have a score to settle, and I don't have a problem coming from Boston. I don't have a problem with that at all. But
I don't either.
Yeah, but, you know, who else in that lineup right now that will get in there and try to straighten out China, try to straighten out North Korea, try to get, you know, look at how many wars we've got in skirmishes, wars, whatever you want to call them, that we've gotten in 3 years that Trump squelched in less than four.
Right, because people didn't act up. You know, Iran didn't act up. Hamas didn't really act up because they didn't actually know how Trump would respond. They knew they probably wouldn't enjoy his response, but they couldn't predict how it would go. But the thing that was a little disconcerting for me, I thought Trump had a great town hall at Fox last week. I think that was one of his best performances, probably the best of this cycle so far. But he said clearly that he wasn't interested in retribution or payback when he got in office. I'm like, but then why are you there? I mean, obviously Biden's terrible and we need different policies, but I want retribution. I want someone to channel all the rage of the last of the COVID shutdowns, of everything, and of all the lies we've been told, and go pay back, not just for him, but for all of us.
Yeah. Yeah, I was upset that he didn't go after Hillary. Some of the same people we know, and some of the information you get was, look, they told him there was no political upside to doing that. Oh, I don't agree. If we don't start making people pay, truly pay for their crimes, this is what we're going to look forward to the day my heart stops, because it'll never end. And when you have things like, look at what's going on with Hunter, contempt of Congress, and what, he's out to dinner tonight with the president? I mean, seriously? All right. Got to go for commercial break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more with Jennifer Van Lauer when we return.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Winter weather is continuing to impact flights across the country. According to flight tracker FlightAware, there were over 2,800 flights that were canceled on Monday, with over 7,900 flights delayed. Chicago Midway, Chicago O'Hare, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Denver International Airports were among the most that were impacted. This as governors across the country, including Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear, are calling up the National Guard to assist travelers.
The National Guard is currently deploying personnel and equipment to armories located near travel corridors that either have been or we think will be significantly impacted.
Former President Trump has won the Iowa caucus. The former president will now take a lion's share of the state's 40 delegates. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me just bring her right back on with me. Jennifer Van Laar joins me with RedState.com. She's the deputy managing editor, and we're obviously talking about Iowa and the election and what have you. And I don't know, Jennifer. It's funny. I got two emails from people who said, you know, why are you calling Iowa already? They haven't finished counting. And I'm thinking, you and I have been in politics for a long time. It would take an act of God. Jesus would have to show up in the middle of a counting place and change the numbers. If, well, we've seen that happen before. Jesus wasn't there, but it was.
Right. He was in Atlanta.
Yeah. I better keep my mouth shut. But it's pretty much in the bag at this point. There's no way they're going to catch Trump at this point, right?
No, I mean, everyone else, every vote that hasn't been counted could go against the pattern, which, I mean, I don't...
Yeah, we've seen that before, too. Be careful.
Right, because you start seeing a pattern. Like, even if you don't have all of the votes in, you start seeing somewhat of a pattern, and you should be able to extrapolate from that. And sometimes you have big population centers where, like, especially in California, you could have all the votes in from all of the red counties, but if you're still missing San Francisco and San Diego, Santa Barbara, L.A. counties, that could definitely skew it if there's really nothing in from those counties. But yeah. Iowa doesn't quite have that same, and plus it's all Republicans. So I think the ones in Des Moines are a little bit more liberal Republican, maybe more a little more Nikki Haley types.
Yeah.
But I don't think we're going to see those big stratifications.
So I want to have some fun with you over a story I did before you came on, and that is...
Okay.
you know, Governor Nuisance is pushing really hard for us to go all green, right? We got the windmills and the solar panels and the whole nine yards and what have you. You know, I'm in a school district, and we got a lot of solar panels, I don't know, 10 years ago or something like that. And they didn't quite work out the way we told they were going to work out. So he's pushing for all this electric, renewable energy, as they're calling it. And for about the third time ever, the Texas grid operators now are begging residents to conserve energy, unplug appliances, right? Turn a thermostat down 2 or 3 degrees because they can't handle it. They can't produce enough electricity. And remember, this happened like 3 years ago. Remember when they were begging people to stop using power. And yet, like morons, we keep moving forward in this direction. And I think Texas, a vast majority of their power comes from renewable energy, doesn't it?
I think. I'm not sure the percentage is. It's definitely not as high as California. And especially, you know, like, I think we talked about it last week over about Diablo Canyon. They got clear that we were going to shut down and then we couldn't. But another part of this that people really aren't paying attention to is that a lot of our grid is so interconnected now, and especially in Texas. I interviewed someone who had done work about the grid and that who lives in Texas last year, and he did a documentary called Grid Down, Power Up. And unfortunately, it used to be that pretty much each city could kind of be self-sustained, like with their power infrastructure and their electric grid. And so bad weather in one area of the state might not affect the other areas as much.
Right.
But the way that it's too much of a centralized grid at this point, ice in one area of Texas could mean power issues in the whole state. So we need to really get back away from that central planning type of mindset with that to where more locations can be self-sustaining on that. And, I mean, if you can find a way to bank that solar power, which the things exist, but the power operators don't want us to have that, then we could be able to be a little bit more self-sustaining.
Yeah, I pseudo-misspoke. The name of the company that handles all the electricity for them is ERCOT. And it issued the warning, and they manage electric power to more than 26 million Texas customers, and that represents over 90% of the state's electric load. So, So whether they're banking on X amount of renewable energy along with whatever's being produced, but to your point about the battery power, we looked at it after the schools, and it was so cost prohibitive for the return that you would get on it. And again, the amount of dollars it would cost to replace those batteries every X amount of years, apparently there's no way to really store it. You actually charge the batteries, then the power is drawn from the batteries to run the school all day kind of thing. So when it dies, there's no real switchover to have to worry about. Well, again, we're talking about bright lithium batteries. What's it take to produce them? What's it take to get rid of them?
Right.
And what do they cost? And what's the upside?
Right. I mean, I don't know if the Tesla power banks, if that's made with lithium, but there are things like where you can take the stuff from the solar power and it can be stored, and that might be lithium. I haven't really looked into that too much, so I don't want to misspeak. But, I mean, we need to let the technology grow. It's not mature enough to be able to until we can store solar energy or wind energy in a reliable and cost-effective way. It's all just an academic conversation.
Yeah, yeah. And you never know. I'll go right back to what I've always said. You don't know if what they're telling you is true, how much of it is true. Because, you know, there's always a bit of truth in a lie, is there not? So.
Yeah, but I do like, as far as at the schools, I like the solar panels that they use for it to make covered parking at
yes.
the school parking lot. 100% in favor of that.
I don't want to make fun of my constituents, but the funniest thing in the world is when they first put them up, and it had been in the paper, we had talked about the panels and the whole nine yards, and the biggest comments we got was, it's so great that we finally have covered parking for the students. And I'm going, no, we got to go to the solar panels, hello?
I want it for the parents and the teachers.
So that was great, so.
Wow.
Well, California, you know, I know we always try to be number one when it comes to some really crazy stuff, and apparently now we're number two when it comes to losing people. So a new study found that New Jersey lost more residents than any other state in 2023, and mostly because of high taxes were the primary driver behind it. But, heck, California now, if he gets the exit tax he's looking for, we're really in trouble, aren't we?
I mean, I keep hearing about this, but I haven't seen where it's actually being proposed. I know that Alex Lee was proposing a wealth tax, and I know that the exit tax was a couple of years ago proposed, but I haven't seen where he's re-proposing that.
Well, again, I talked to somebody we both know, and he said, going down the aisle, there's conversation about it, but maybe not this year for obvious reasons.
Right. I know Newsom is hyper about how he's being covered right now because his office actually contacted Red State last week to ask for a correction on something, and they were actually right, and we did need to correct it. But it's like, wait, you guys are reading us, and you're actually reaching out to us in a professional way? I was pretty just surprised by that.
A lot of people in this business are telling me they truly believe that there's going to be a switch at the convention. They're going to try to push Newsom in as a candidate for president and or whatever. I don't know who he would choose for VP. God, it wouldn't be Harris. But, I mean, it's, you're with Red State. Do people not know about Newsom across the country?
They don't. Or the ones that do just kind of say, forget it, it's California, they get what they vote for. And I'm like, okay, keep that attitude at your own peril.
Well, listen, I'm guilty of that, too. When I do stories about Chicago and New York City and places like that, I go, wait a minute. You people keep voting these people in. You know who they are. They don't show. They don't crawl out of a sewer someday, and then you just vote for them. You know what's going on. And the beauty right now is I shouldn't be happy about this, but I'm looking at the Chicago mayor and the New York mayor going, oh, wait a minute, where's your compassion now? Where's your heart now? Right?
Right. Yeah, it's crazy how conservative they become when they have to live with their policies. I mean, obviously we got Obama out of Chicago and some other people, but on the whole, California's terrible Democrats just keep going national. So look at Javier Becerra, look at Kamala, they're going to try to take Gavin. So I think that we need to be paying a little more attention to what's happening there. Conservatives on the national level need to be watching out for these people.
Yeah, I find it very interesting, to your point. Everybody they brought over from California. Look at the law that affected you a while back. Joe Biden's looking to put in place at a federal level.
Right.
The AB5?
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah, AB5 with the new Department of Labor rule. And then you look at Eric Garcetti, a failure of a mayor, and then he makes him ambassador to India. I mean, he figures the one place that might be dirtier than Los Angeles.
I don't know. I would make him ambassador to Haiti and forget about him. But, okay, we'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Jennifer when we return.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
If I hit the right button. We are back. Joe Mastin, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, but get informed first. I mean, seriously, it's always so much fun when we hear that somebody on our side of the aisle is putting out all kinds of crazy misinformation, and it takes forever to clean it up and fix it. We shouldn't be put in that position. So I've got Jennifer Van Laar with me. She's RedState.com's deputy managing editor. And we're talking about all kinds of stuff. Iowa first, and it looks like we're not going to have any problems there. Well, Trump's not going to have any problems there at this point. And you were making a comment during the break. It's so true. How much money do these people spend? What did DeSantis spend? Almost $30
million? I don't have a lot. Like, I don't have the number in front of me. I'm going to look it up while we're talking.
I heard he spent close to $30 million. I'm going, for what?
Yeah, Nikki spends a lot more than he did, from what I remember. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I think
Bush. You know, okay, here it is. Our political network has spent the most on advertising in the Hawkeye State with the super PAC supporting her campaign, spending over $31 million in ads. Her campaign has spent an additional $4.9 million on its own. So total $123 million spent on this caucus.
For a job that pays you $400,000 a year. I like it. Right. Great investment, right?
I mean, it's not an ethanol subsidy, but $123 million going in advertising in Iowa, that's a pretty big jolt for the economy, wouldn't you say?
For them it is, yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
You know? But I, you know, again, I look at places like that. Is it ego driven? Because I get that first win, I pulled it off. Nobody thought I was going to, that kind of thing. But my God, seriously, people, it does get a little ridiculous after a while.
So what's the cost per vote? I mean, you and I have calculated that kind of thing before. So if she spent what $35 million and she gets. We're at 98% of the votes are in, according to Decision Desk headquarters. We've got that on our live updates at Red State. And Nikki Haley has 18,826 votes for
$34
billion. Like, what?
So, all right. I don't mind. When it comes to local races, you know the area I live in. I had to... I had 32,000 registered voters. I think by the time the night was over, there was 20-some-odd thousand votes cast, and I got almost 13,000, and I spent $38,000 to run.
Wow.
So.
Wow. You might need some consulting from you, Joe.
Yeah. But... You know, I mean, people don't realize, again, let's go to some local races when you talk about helping out school board members, water board, city council, that kind of stuff. We still pay the same rate they do when it comes to mailing things out, doing advertising. It's all the same amount of money. They don't give us a break. Oh, you're just a school board member. We'll only charge you 13 cents to mail an envelope. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah. A lot of the times when I was doing that with campaigns, it cost us about the same amount in postage that it costs us to get the piece completely printed. Created and printed. So, yeah, crazy. Yeah.
Signs, always a big cost. People don't realize what it takes when you're helping out local. And I tell people, focus local. If you can, focus local, because you're not going to do much at the federal level when it comes to, you know, walking, talking, giving them money. Because as you saw here in California, you give your money to the party here in California, it goes to a different state. They're not spending it here at all.
Nope. You need to give directly, especially in any blue state. You need to give it directly to the candidate. And if you can volunteer, that's so huge, especially walking precincts. That's a big deal because people trust people they know. So if you can go out in your own community and be out there talking about the candidates that you like, I think that's one of the biggest things to drive turnout.
I totally agree with you, because you got people, again, to your point, I always say, if you can get people to send emails out for the campaign, not the campaign sending blasting out 30,000 of them, because I get an email from Jennifer that says, hey, Joe, have you considered so-and-so for, you know, school board, and this is why I'm voting for him. I'm going to open that mail. Where from the campaign of Joe Smith, I go, oh, he wants his money, forget him, and just chuck that, you know.
And the text from the campaign, oh, my gosh.
That's getting a little crazy. Just the way it's happening, it's just getting a little crazy, you know?
And being in the media, I get both emails from campaigns. I get their normal things that go out and then their press things. I think it was Sunday, I opened my work email and I had 75 emails. Nothing was actual work that I needed to do. It was just all from the campaign. So thinking, please, I can't wait till Iowa's over. Maybe they can chill for a day or two.
Yeah, that's why, you know, people like you and I have several email addresses for that reason alone, because it gets crazy. Stuff gets lost in there and people yell at you for not getting back to them the way you're supposed to. So it's just easier to do that. All right. Now, I don't know if you've been paying attention to the news. I know you're kind of in your own little world, but there's a woman by the name of Fannie Willis. And apparently she's trying to help her and her boyfriend create a good financial foundation, which is what most Americans try to do. Oh, my God. How much trouble do you think she's really in? You think this will go anywhere?
I hope. I mean, they have a Republican governor. The guy hates Trump. But this is so egregious. And I don't know how many people have read my exclusive from last week on Fannie, who likes to be called Bonnie, I've heard, that she has an actual DNC member as one of her spokespeople. She has two spokespeople, both of whom work in politics as their second job. The one guy is one of the top media buyers for Biden-Harris from 2020, and his firm has made $2.3 million on media consulting for Democrats since he started working for Fani. And this other woman, she's married to the Dem lieutenant governor candidate for 2022, from Georgia, who Fani got in trouble for doing a fundraiser for, because the guy that ended up winning, the Republican, is one that Fani is trying to indict along with Trump. So, you know, putting an actual DNC member in your office, like, what?
I'm just loving all this. There's so much that they do that is right in our faces. Either they truly are so dull, I'm trying to be nice here, there is, it's truly so dull that they don't see it, or they're so empowered. Look around, look what they get away with. They're so empowered, they don't care what you know or how you know, right?
And even on our side, people say, well, like when I have these exclusives and I'm telling my friends, well, that's what everyone does. That doesn't mean it's right.
I agree with you.
Come on. It's still against ethical rules to do that. And the judge, when Fani had that fundraiser for Charlie Bailey, the judge said, hey, you can have any political opinion you want. You can hold fundraisers, but there's consequences for that. That means that you might have to recuse yourself from certain cases or things like that. You can't just investigate people who are the political opponent of one of your employees. That's not how this works.
But they've been getting, the sad part again, is they've been getting away with it for so long. And nobody has checked them. Nobody has pushed back on them. And wouldn't you be afraid, no matter who you were in the system, with the current DOJ, the FBI, Secret Service, wouldn't you be afraid to push back at this point?
Yeah. I mean, even now, I can tell you that when I was at the Reagan Library debate and Gavin Newsom looked up and caught my eye and had the look of recognition on his face that he knew who I was, I was a little intimidated. And he went to one of my friends who tweets about him sometimes and says, hey, you know, I see your tweets about me, and starts addressing my friend's concerns. And we were both going, wow, that was a little creepy, because he obviously pays attention to how we criticize him and can easily weaponize the Justice Department here in California against us.
I have been told that he is very thin-skinned and that he does exactly those kind of things. If he thinks that you're attacking him, whether it's righteous or not, he will find a way to make your life a bit miserable. And I've heard that from several people out of Sacramento.
Luckily, he hasn't focused on me yet. I hope I can keep it that way.
Well, and hey, when he hits the other, if he ends up being the presidential nominee, you and I are going to have a field day, because I think people need to know everywhere what's going on with him, truly what he's about. They still see California as this haven, you know, of a place to go and be. And you know, it's not. You can't go in any of the big cities at all and be safe anyhow. And taxes? Are you serious? Look at your gas tax and I don't know. You're going to get my blood pressure up.
Crazy. I think my electric bill is probably up 40% over the last 2 years, and I have the same size house, the same number of people here. It's not like it's any extra consumption. That's just how much more expensive it's become.
Well, and now you heard him come out last week and talk about, I love this line, which is, we're not really $68 billion in the hole. We're only 30-some-odd billion in the hole, because I could take, ready for this? I love this. I could take money out of the reserve. That's like you taking the money out of your savings account to make up the money you're not making to pay the bills. They're going, we're fine. We're good. We're in solid shape. You only got about 10, 15 seconds.
The legislative analyst came back and said that, no, Gavin, you're wrong. We really are in that big of a hole. So I guess in May we'll find out.
And there's a few people up there to say we're actually in a bigger hole than that. Quickly tell people where to find you and how to sign up for your writing. They need to start reading your pieces.
Yeah, I'm at redstate.com, and you can just look up my author page there. And and at Twitter, at Jen Van Lahr.
Perfect. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. You're stuck with me for the next hour, and I got a lot to beef about. We'll be back in a moment.